are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So respecting authority isn't about blind obedience. It's about understanding the value of guidance, discipline, and roles. For boys, learning to respect authority can foster strong character, accountability, and maturity. But how do we teach boys to find the balance between respect and independence, right? We are joined on the line by Pastor Daryl Katusha, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you? Thank you so much for coming through.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mfundisi.
Thank you for the opportunity, guys.
Indeed, Mfundisi. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time you've given us. Now as we enter into our word, I pray that, Lord, you may be with us. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen and amen. When this is speaking about all things looking up to leadership, you know, our boys and these Gen Zs, you know, this amatutao, as in they look down on older people, on leadership, because they have a lot to think, you're doing this wrong, my guy. That's what they say anyway. So why is it important now for our boys, you know, to learn to respect authority figures in their lives, despite their many talks that they have?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
You want the boys to learn to respect authority? Is that your question?
Yes.
What authority?
Yay! I knew you were going there.
What do you mean? What do you mean authority? Is authority shouting? Is authority putting down your foot? The children are going to obey the authority. That is an example.
Yo.
The boys and the girls you see in society are a summary of the authority that grew them. Being a boy is biological. Being a man is inevitable. But being a husband is a choice.
Sure.
But the husband reflects the boy. So whether the husband is broken, it means the boy was broken a long time ago, grew up into a broken man.
Yeah.
And became a broken husband. The word husband means house band. So he's now breeding other broken children. And he's going to raise children with the authority that broke him. How do you respect a man? How do you respect a man who's breaking your mom? How do you respect a man who's coming and is beating up your mom every single day? And now you are fighting against that demon inside of you. And then you say, the children don't follow authority. We need to identify what authority it is. Look at what happened in the Garden of Eden. The authority was there. God was there. But Adam chose the wrong authority. He chose his wife. And when his wife became the authority in his life, they got kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
So before we shift, we need to know what authority is. What is that?
Yeah.
So in essence, what are people following? What are the examples that they are seeing? If that authority is embedded in choices, what choices are the adults making?
Yes.
So, the word authority is a Latin word, meaning originator or promoter.
Mm.
So when you say the boys should follow authority, you're saying they should follow a promoter.
Mm.
What are the adults promoting? What do you stand for? Or you say one thing and you live something else. You are strong boys who are your parents. You are strong boys, but you are weak men. You are strong boys, but you are weak in what you are. You stand. We don't know where you stand. And then the children wake up and they duplicate what they see every single day. But why is it important for them to learn to respect authority? Because sometimes when you respect authority, that's where your life is going to be. You can't be rude to someone who feeds you. You can't be rude to society that keeps you. You're not an island. So there are two things that you must understand here. There's the question that says, is the authority authority? The second question is the boy child understanding that there is safety in authority?
Yeah.
Or they think there's oppression in authority? Like I said, being a boy is biological.
Yeah.
Being a man is inevitable. But being a husband is a choice. It's an office.
Okay.
In that office, marriage is an institution, mm-hmm. meaning you are breeding a new generation. Ama 2K are not just Ama 2K from Norway.
Yes.
Something
yes.
happened. Mm. What about Ama 2K's babies? They are going to show you
more flames.
If you think these ones are doing John Vully Gate,
yeah.
These ones are going to be John Electric Gate. These ones. The babies of Ama 2K.
Yeah.
So it's a cycle. And it goes down to this concept that says, if you refuse the authority of God in your life, then something else is the authority. This is where we get women submit to your husbands. If you don't have the right husband, it's going to be hard for you to submit. That's why marriage is not fetia fetia. You don't just wake up in the morning and say, I want to be married. Mm-hmm. Marriage, you choose the right person because you they either make you or they break you. Now imagine submitting to the wrong person.
Yeah.
So the boy child, does he have the example? I want to ask you a question, a direct question.
Okay.
In South Africa, does a boy child have a good example of a husband or of a man?
Not 100%.
How many percent?
I can say 30 or 40%.
So you want 100% from a boy and the men are giving 30%?
Yo.
You're expecting 100% from a boy who can only see 30% and who probably got 5% weaknesses of himself. You're not giving an example, but you expect him to solve an equation. God comes and he dies for us and shows us, but you expect your boy child to stand up. So what are some of the challenges that the boys face in understanding and accepting authority? Is that those who give the authority do not take authority from anyone else. Those that stand up and say, you should do better, you shouldn't beat your wife, you should go to school and learn, are the very same people who don't go to school and learn, are the very same people who beat up their wives, are the very same people sometimes, this is a general statement, remember,
yeah.
I'm not trying to make this like only, I'm talking generally. I'm saying sometimes the boy child is a summary of the ills of society that he has seen. We're molded by the fields where we come from.
True.
So how can boys learn to balance and learn to respect and learn to... It's coming from the church in the home. What's the home like?
Yeah.
If you want to see that things are not okay, look at how your children treat the dogs. They shout at you when you shout at them.
Yeah.
They will chase the animal like how you chase them. But if the child is at peace, guys... They will treat the animals, they'll treat their siblings with the same harmony that's at home.
Mm.
If they don't get it at home, say they are coming out from a broken home, God has a plan to say, if you don't get it from home, there's authority in the school. Mm. But now students, they beat up teachers now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's authority in church now. Mm. If you don't get it at home, you might get it at school. If you don't get it at school, please get it from church.
Mm.
So authority is a promoter. What are you promoting? If you are promoting Christ, then live Christ. If you are promoting education, then be educated. If you are promoting home and love, then let the home be loving. Mm. This also answers the question, how can parents and teachers and mentors help boys develop a healthy understanding of authority? Healthy understanding of authority is that authority is not painful. Authority is the way of life. Everything needs rules. Everything works better with laws. There's the law of nature. There's the law of God. There's the law of health. Everything works within the law. But if you come out and you say, oh, you know what? You're not exercising. Then it means that you're not healthy. No, what do you mean?
Mm.
But if you come out and promote exercise as something that is fundamental, I'll hear you.
Yes.
Why don't you promote it? Why don't you sell it to me?
Mm.
I'm willing to buy if you sell it to me. But if you get up there like, right, I will hit you with authority and whatever is behind your authority.
Mm.
For example, if you're a doctor, and you get and say, some of the doctors, okay. Doc, are you going to have something to eat? Yeah, as a doctor, I don't really like to eat a lot of food. By the time you are done, authority is like a bar of soap. If you use it too much, it will finish.
Mm.
Then you'll have people trying to survive in your authority, under your authority, in your presence, because people can't deal with anything else because you're always reminding them that you have arrived and they have not.
Hey.
Example. You know, you guys, what are you doing? Long time we never used to do this. Guys, what do you mean long time we never used to do this?
Mm.
Didn't our fathers have small houses and children in the field somewhere?
Sure.
Just because mothers managed to keep it in their hearts doesn't mean that the fathers weren't doing that.
Mm.
Now this generation has got social media. They are putting out their business. You kept your business. They are putting out their business. But were babies born outside the marriage? Yes.
Mm.
So when we say our times were better than yours, what do you mean? It just means that the rate of sin was not as quick as this one.
Yeah.
So if I'm born in this time, I must understand that the rate of sin is fast. So if you sell me morality, I will buy morality and be under the law and authority of God.
Yeah.
But if you get there and you say long time was the best time, I will never go back to long time.
True. True.
I mean, this time. Mm. Will I survive in this time? I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah, we're hearing you.
If you teach the boy child to pray in the house for himself, when times are tough, he will pray for himself. If you teach the boy child to pray over his sisters, when time comes, he will pray over his wife.
Mm-hmm.
If you teach the boy child that when things are tough, prayer is the master key. When things get tough in his life in the future, he will always call upon God and always be subjected to him and always be under his authority. Then when God commands, love your wife as God loves the church, the boy child will always have a default setting, even when things are tough, to love the church.
Hmm.
But authority that we give comes naked. It does not come in a package. It comes at the end without building the foundation.
Yeah.
Who cares about the boy child? Who looks out for the boy child?
True.
Who's grooming the boy child into a man? Who's making men who are able to marry and make choices and settle down?
Mm.
So, the long-term benefits of teaching boys to respect authority is this.
Yeah.
This is a personal one. When you teach a boy child to respect authority, like how he respects church and the temple.
Okay.
You look at himself as a place of worship, a place of the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. You look at himself and say, I know I have the propensity, I have the power to smoke. I don't need to because, excuse me, this is the house of God.
Ah, okay.
When he's sitting by himself and things are not working and things are going left, you'll sit down and say, you know what? I'm just in a valley. The mountain is coming.
Mm-hmm.
He will speak when he's not okay. Because he's mentally okay. He will cry when things are not okay. And no one will say, don't cry. Someone will give him a hug. Let me tell you something. Can you learn to give us hugs, please?
Mm.
Give us hugs in our childhood.
Yes.
And we'll give them in our adulthood.
Mm.
God's authority says, where I will be, you may be with me also. Mm. I go and prepare a place for you.
Mm.
Parents must prepare a place for the children that when they are old, their son can be with them also and do what they did for them. So it's a cycle. The parents grow up, they get old, prepare a place for their children. The children grow up and then the parents, as they grow older, they become like children. And then those children that they raise become like adults to what? To the parents. And the cycle continues. How you treat the child when they are young is the same way they'll treat you when they are older. Not all the time, because some children are just messed up.
Yeah.
But there are some children who, if you teach them the correct principles, they'll give you what you give them. Personally, it helps their mental health, and you will not have people who will want to take from women, people who want to be rough to women, people who want to prove that they are men by abusing women, because they are okay with themselves. The little boy inside of them is not broken.
Yeah.
Respect of authority, they will not see authority as something to fight against, to get some hype, to get some clout. They will not look for attention in spaces where they are always in prison, in and out, because they will respect themselves. One who respects himself will respect others.
Mm.
They will not steal the virginity of someone.
Hey.
Because they know the price of it.
Mm.
They will not steal the job of others through makuas. Oh, I forget. Through gossip.
Yeah.
They will not at all means take away what they are not qualified for, but they will raise others. They will rather be a stepping stone for others because we rise together. They will not compete with others. They will compete with themselves. That's why I think Paul says, I've run my race.
Yes.
I've fought a good fight. Not our race, my race.
Yes.
So what are we saying? I'm saying it's important to treat boys with firmness.
Mm.
But firmness they understand through love.
Yes.
Teach them to work with their hands. Because the ground is the authority for their food.
Mm.
Even if they don't believe it, you have to till the ground to get food.
Mm.
They must submit to that ground and have dominion over it and work through it. When they grow up, they'll know that things are not for free. They'll respect mother not because she provides food, but because when she's not there, you'll talk to the grave.
Hey.
They must take care of their sisters as they take care of in preparation for their wife.
Yeah. Yep.
The Bible says, and man shall have the garden and dress it. When you dress it, you can address it.
Mm.
You cannot have authority of something you don't dress, you don't keep, you don't take care of.
Hmm.
You can command something that you have been taking care of. And sometimes the boy children can't tell you they're losing because their ego gets in their space. But you must be able to see that this boy is struggling with something. Teach the children to communicate. How? By also communicating with your spouse. May their environment be at home be able to communicate. What is it communicating? What are you promoting as the authority of the house?
So
when God stands up there and says, I love you,
mm-hmm.
and you say, how do I know you love me? He says, I died for you. There are CVs. There's evidence of the love. Why are you gone quiet?
I'm not.
Are you okay?
I'm a mother of two boys, so I'm taking it in. So
that's their personal life.
Yes.
Their professional life, when he's now in authority at the workplace, he will not abuse women because he has power over them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He will not say, if you want to be promoted, you have to sleep with me.
Mm.
Because he respected his mother and he took care of his sister. So he respects his mother. He took care of his sister from a tender age. He will protect that worker who's vulnerable at the workplace because he's a protector. He knows it.
Mm.
Broken men need validation.
Yeah.
Old men need young girls to feel young again.
Yeah.
Dude, you're old. There's nothing wrong with being old.
Mm.
A broken child is in you and is longing for something. You will do what is outside the normal, looking like an old person, respectable person, but acting like a child. It's because the broken child in you still appears, even in your professional life. You'll start doing wonders, signs and wonders, miracles.
Hmm.
So authority promotes. What do you promote? You have a family. Did you do what I asked you to do yesterday?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Give me feedback.
He was surprised and it made his day, I think.
Tell the truth. Was he not shocked? Why are you using nice words like surprise? Was he not shocked?
I'm telling the truth now.
No. And what was his words? What was his words when what was his words?
He said thank you. No, he was not shocked.
And how did he say thank you? Was it the same?
No, it was not.
What did you notice about his thank you?
It was sincere.
Something you're not used to, right?
Well, well.
Exactly.
No, I'm putting this, you know, we have pillow days, so it was unexpected. Exactly, but yes.
I'm just passing through. I'm not even camping there. I'm just saying, do you think if you had to ask him to say, tomorrow, when you go to town, please bring me a packet of nachos, he can't hear you.
Hey.
He heard your hug.
Mm.
And he asked himself, what did I do to deserve this from my own person?
Yes.
Does he know that I lost the whole day? Does he know that things didn't go well today? But he hugged me. She saw me.
Mm.
The least I can do is bring the nachos.
Mm.
So, in that, with that perspective is what I'm telling you to say. If you teach your son to be able to protect the children in the house, the girls in the house,
mm-hmm.
and you teach your daughters to see the boys, to be thankful to the boys, to say thank you to the boys, to say we appreciate you as the boys, I'm telling you, you will have healed men who understand that even if they meet toxic women in their life, they'll rather have Jesus than silver and gold. They're okay alone.
We have a comment, Mpundisi, that came through saying that this is powerful. You know, our community has neglected, you know, the boy child. That's one comment that has come through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And that neglect comes from the fact that we are strong. Yeah. We will never feel it. But now the generations, the times are different. If you want to see how broken you are, go home in your room. No children, no husband, no nothing. Try and play back your childhood. Some, they shop a lot, not because they like things, but because they're trying to heal the poor child that grew up.
Yeah.
Some, they like nice things because that's what they always wish for. Also, me, I just want a nice thing.
Mm.
The broken child in us does not leave us. But the broken child in us needs to be healed. Some married people that hurt them, the resemblance of people that hurt them, you trauma bonded.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because that's all you know. So when we come to you and say a man is a provider, you'll be offended by that authority that says a man is a provider, because you're saying, why are people taking all the time?
Yes.
Because those who promoted authority were saying, it's your duty from the time you were young.
Mm.
But no one spoke about promoting the blessing of it. To say that, you know what, when you provide, you make women feel good. You make women feel safe.
Mm.
You make women feel loved. Are you promoting ShopRite? Or you're promoting a political party to say, guys, if you don't vote, we're not giving you food.
Hey.
Which promotion are you doing?
Very critical questions. Know. Yeah. No, we've heard you, Mfundisi. We've heard you. And I think it's a wake-up call to a lot of us, you know, because we're expecting things from the boy child, yet the boy child is neglected. They don't have those role models. They don't have people to look up to because now we turn. You know, earlier my earlier statement, when I say they, the 2000s, you know, they don't even get it, you know. And then we turn and saying, but Delela, they don't want to listen. They are questioning everything. They didn't have the blueprint or a framework to work with, which is something that, you know, we have to work on. So any closing words and points on the subject? And also, please do pray for our boy children.
The Bible says, turn up a child in the way that they should go. And when they are older, they will not depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
The boy child has tendencies to have a prodigal moment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our duty as parents is not to stop them from having prodigal moments. It's to make sure that while they are gone, you still fatten the cow.
Okay.
The calf must be fattened while they're not there. Your duty sometimes is to stand by the gate and wait and be ready to clothe them when they come back. Because sometimes they don't get it until they learn it.
Hmm.
It's a very dangerous, risky thing. But when you are a parent, you know that there are days when you can make decisions. But sometimes when they turn 18... it's like you have no power. You cannot stop praying for them.
Mm.
The suicide rate is so high because boys feel like they can't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Why? The summary of that feeling is no one cares. So in your church, can someone care?
Yeah.
In your family, can someone care? In your society, can someone care? Hey, SID Media, can you care, please?
Yeah.
Can you have a hotline where someone can call in and say, guys, I'm struggling. Guys, I stood by a bridge today. I'm contemplating suicide. I feel useless. And without you saying, no, you're not useless, empathetically understand, my boy, I understand where you've been. I've been there too. Be ready to be vulnerable so that people can know you are genuine. Those are my final words.
Yes. Please pray for us, Mfundisi.
Shall we pray? Once again, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given us. The boy child struggles so much. The girl child struggles so much. But we are a team. Boys abusing girls because they don't know what you are like. Father, you are a God who loves the church. The girl child abusing the boy because their standards there are so high. And yet we are a team. And parenting is not easy because there's no manual. Father, as we look up to you and look into your word, give us the ability to try again. Maybe we're messing up the whole time, but give us the ability to try one hug at a time. Give us the ability to give one good word of encouragement at a time. Be with us. Take care of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. Yeah, you've really opened our eyes. May the Lord bless you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.